This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on free books. Maybe they're the new Napster. Talking to a friend around the campfire in Montana, he blurted out the name of a website that he said allowed you to get almost any book anywhere in print for free, electronically. My buddy referred to the site as the new Napster for books. Napster, as most will remember, was a rage some years ago, particularly among the young, who used the Napster service to break the back of the music industry's business model by allowing folks to get on its servers and share digital recordings of songs and albums for free. The courts eventually put an end to this kind of fast and loose infringement of U.S. copyright laws and shut them down, though Sean Parker, one of the co-founders, has certainly had an afterlife as a well-publicized billionaire. I hate to swallow the punchline here, but I immediately forgot the name of the site and waiting for him to send it along. Rain check. When I get it, I'll put it right up. In the meantime, though, a simple visit with the Google people indicates there are huge numbers of easily available free books in all kinds of subjects and formats that are widely available with a little work. Getting past the rip and run of the old music business, for those of us who work and worry about how to bridge the digital divide between the developed and developing world, this seems hopeful progress if there are simple devices available that can take the download of e-books. Certainly public libraries are increasingly providing this in the USA, for example. There are also a gazillion books that have passed their copyright deadlines that, if the Google and other library scanning programs make progress, could open up a world of information and knowledge for millions. The biggest problem I see from looking quickly at some of the lists is that we desperately need someone or something to organize the mess of what is out there to separate the wheat from the chaff for potential learners and readers. Brian Frazier, our assistant station manager at KBF, talks about DJs with taste, meaning people that can pick the gold out of the mountains of music and play it for our listeners. We almost need the same thing from someone or something with the chops to be able to whittle down the list to a core, usable, and essential library for different people and purposes. So I'll get my buddy's site up as soon as he responds, but just to share the mass of low-hanging fruit, what will follow are suggestions from those lists by Wendy Powell and Kay Tan, and they don't even include www.forgottenbooks.org that claims 1 million books, or www.readanybook.com with over 400,000 nonfiction titles alone, or of course Google Books, which seeks to help folks access the free and buy the others. The lists are available on my website, www.chieforganizer.org. There are 60 different sites there. Take a look. For questions or comments, Wade Rathke, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.